Teror, Schweiz, 98, second column. The last thing that Rebbe is speaking is they have to be Mamshech, the level of Hashem's name, which is the revelation of Hashem's name, into the world, and that's done through Teror. So they bring down not only the regular name of Hashem, but Shmei HaGadol, which is, like you said, the name of Yudke Vavke. So, middle of the second column, 98. V'zehu pirish ve'le shmeiz b'nei Yisrael. This is what the Pasuk says, e'le shmeiz b'nei Yisrael. Shmeiz mamish, mamish, the literal meaning of names. Al-derech mashu kod ve'yasta v'shem. U'pirish b'zeh ha-kodesh. And what does it mean that David HaMelech made the name? Pirish b'zeh ha-kodesh. The Ovid Shmo Kadisha, he made the holy name. Vayaz David Shem, David made the holy name. What does it mean he made the holy name? Shehim Shebuchinas Gili Shema Vayelamata. He brought down this revelation of Shmei HaGadol, the level of Yudke Vovke. He brought it down Lamata. Laham Shech Erin Savabuchinas Chochme Ilah, to bring it down from the level of Chochme Ilah, Yud, which is the name of Hashem. And the hay shall shame and the hay of Hashem's name. B'chinas dibu into the level of speech. V'ruach previous baruch in the spirit of Hashem to creating the world. La'el ma'asiyya. He brought it down. Vayas, David shame, means he brought down the shame of Hashem, the name of Hashem, into Vayas, into the world of Asiyya. K'meshi kosev, Igeres HaKadosh, Deltanev says, he writes in Igeres HaKadosh, V'kach u'pidish shmeiz b'nei Yisroel. That's what it means. Eile shmeiz b'nei Yisroel, meaning shemad b'nei Yisroel mamshichim ba'esim b'chines gilui shemes al yeinim lamata.
We done this one yesterday. We
I don't remember.
Oh, 1 minute. Yo, you're right. What am I doing?
Yes.
We learned this not only yesterday, two days ago. We can start. We can learn the same thing every day. Trust me.
Okay. You
can
just
go
deeper in it.
No.
Okay, we don't remember.
You see, neither do I, and I'm teaching.
I remember you escaped this part also. Because it was...
Eliyahu was studied 101 times.
Noon.
Right, Eliyahu?
Noon, I'm just saying 1 second. No, we're not. We didn't get... Yeah, I know, with the Machshava and Dibur, the letters, and, oh my gosh.
Nun and Pesh Bechinat Yeridah.
Etzim Choch Milah. Okay, you know what? On page Nun, first column, like 15 lines from the end of the first column. So he's saying, what is the last thing he's saying is, you bring it down into the hidden worlds, then you bring it down into the revealed worlds, okay? And he says like this, V'nei etzim choch me'ilah. What's Shmei HaGadol? He says, the level of choch me'ilah, that's higher than revelation. The etzim choch me'ilah, okay, the mistabshusa. Before it comes down, b'chines almin. Before it comes into the world, okay, the mistabshusa, gamba almin steamin. Before it comes, because Daltreb was speaking, yodid yodadnu, what's the double expression? You bring down Shmei HaGadol into the hidden worlds, and then you bring it down into the revealed worlds. He said the level of Chochmila before you bring it down into the hidden worlds is called Yisrael Lirosh. Okay? And the level, this level of Chochmila, once the level of Yisrael comes into the level of world, then it's called Yaakov Yud Akev. Then it comes down even into the heel, into the lowest levels. Shenim shecha'odem b'chinas chachmi ilah. That a revelation of chachmi ilah, which is called yud, which is like a dot, the essence, lislabish b'chinas almin, to come into the level of worlds, which are akvayim, like the level of heels, legabil chachmi ilah atma. So he says like this. Chochmei La, before it comes in, before it even comes down into any world, is called Yisrael. That's the level of Lirosh. It's only on the top. Then once it comes into the worlds, then it's called Yaakov, because Yud Akev, it comes into the lowest worlds. Like it says, the earth is my footstool. Shebchin is edit, which is Malchus Nikra Deim Ragloi, is called my footstool. Shebchin is Asius Adiba, then that's when it comes into speech. Okay? So he says like this, Yisrael is a level of Elokus, which is super great, that's not even revealed into any of the worlds. It is the essence as it is. Once that essence comes in, it becomes a level of Yud. From the level of Yud, which is Shmei HaGadol, comes into the level of Akev, into the level of Heel, and that's why Yaakov Avinu is called B'riach HaTichin, of Mavriach Min HaKotze LaKotze. Therefore, what is Yaakov Avinu? The top pole that held the boards together is called Avram. The bottom one is called Yitzchak. The middle one that went through the poles, and when it finished the wall, turned miraculously all around, that's the level of Yaakov. Vizel, and by the way, that's where Yaakov is Teferis. Teferis goes, min ha-kotza la-kotza, titin emes li-Yaakov. What is emes? The definition of truth is not sometimes true. From the beginning, all the way to the end, through the middle, is the level of truth. Like we learned, that's the word emes, aleph, mem, sof, first letter, middle letter, and last letter of the aleph beis. Vizel in yinyirid, aleph, shepashat, vayigash, is Eilish Meiz B'nei Yisrael by Mitzrayim Yaakov Ubanav. Which is the level of Yerida B'chines Meitzeruk V'ulis Labish B'chines Alman Stimian. Altrebbe asked the question, why does it mention the Jews, the Yidden's descent into Egypt twice? Once Vayigash it says the 70 people that came down. And then again it says in Pasha Shmeiz Eilish B'nei Yisrael by Mitzrayim. Yeah? Okay. And so he says like this, that's Yaakov Ubanu, which is Yerid, the Bechinas Meitzer, Gvul, Establish, Bechinas Alma Stimin. That's the first level of Yerid, the way it comes into, from Shmei HaGadol, which is above any worlds, the way it comes into the hidden worlds. Lochein Nemekam B'nei Yisrael Yaakov, She Bechinas Yaakov B'Shem B'nei Yisrael Yochuna, HaMekav U'Mechinas, Chokh Milo, which is the level of Yisrael Yirosh. Okay? So this is the way the level of Yisrael is now coming into Yaakov, meaning it's coming the first level of Yerida into the hidden worlds. The second level of Yerida that this Pasha talks about in Shmeis talks about the way it comes from Alman's demon into the revealed world, which is the level of Yaakov. Okay, so he says now, but in the days of Golos, it says they seen the later Inu. We didn't see any of your miracles or our miracles. We don't see miracles. Everybody asks, why does Hashem do miracles then, not now?
When we're talking about the coming down Ishtatos, either you could say it's one sort of force, or you could break it up into many, many gradations.
Well, many gradations, but that generally speaking, it's two. You have the way it comes first into the hidden worlds. It has to first come from no worlds into higher worlds and then come into lower worlds. So Vayigash is the first level into the hidden worlds because they didn't actually come into Mitzrayim yet. They were going into Mitzrayim. And the second one when they're actually Aboyim Mitzrayim. Why don't we see miracles? He says like this. What are miracles and wonders? Shini Ateva. Okay? Changing nature. What's a miracle? If it's not, the truth is like we learned many times, nature is also a miracle. The problem with nature is a constant miracle is called nature. But nature, miracle definitely basically means the concept of nature is changed. Like he says, Lakach he took the water of the Nile. What was the first plague? Dam. Right, he took water, made it into blood. Why? How do you do that? Okay, that is by bringing down the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Elokim is Teva, nature. This is higher than nature, and that's why Pari said, "Pari leyadaiti is avaya." Pari says, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to him, he says, Hashem said, take the Jews out of Egypt. He said, Lo Yedaiti Savem, Avayim. I don't know this God. So the question is, Pari himself said, his chatum said, Ezba Lekimi. When Yosef came to Pari to interpret the dream, and Pari said, I heard that you know how to interpret dreams, he said, Elokim Yaneh Shleim Pari. Elokim will answer, make him peaceful. In other words, interpret the dreams. So what does it mean, Pari said, Le'yadaiti Savaya? He knew God. He said, there's a finger of God. God will interpret your dreams. The answer, he says, he didn't know Avaya. He knew Elokim. Elokim is nature. Pari is nature. From the name of Elokim, which is nature, you can't change nature. Once it's limited in nature, Elokim, you can't change it. It is what it is. But bringing in a level higher than world, the level of Chochmilah, you could change the combinations. Meaning like this. Nature is based on the name of Hashem in the certain form. Then, when you want to change nature, you have to change the formation of the letters. Now, where do you get the power to change the formation of the letters if the letters are already, so to speak, in stone? So the answer is because you bring down a level higher than that. What's the nature of water? Where does it come from? From Yikavu Amayim, the water should be gathered. Right? That's the utterance of Hashem that's already in world. In other words, like this. Why is water water? Because the combination of letters is Mem Yud Mem. Now, the locus that Mem Yud Mem brings down, like right? The life force of everything is the letters that Hashem created it with, right? That means, why is Mayim Mayim, and why is blood blood? Because Mayim is Mem Yud Mem. That combination of letters is the power force and the lifeline of water. Dalid Mem is the lifeline of blood. Now, how can you change Mayim to Dam? Mayim is Mayim, and you will change the letters to Dam. So the answer is, in nature, Mayim is Mayim, and Dam is Dam. Fire is fire, water is water. Right? You can't change it. How do you change fire to water, and Mayim to Dam, and Dam to Mayim, and whatever it is? You bring down a level of a lacus higher than the formation of the letters, and once it's higher than the formation of letters, you can change whatever you want. You make it back into the simple
embryonic
state. Non-formable level.
Stem cell.
It could be anything. Okay, Kinir Bechosh, Shaseichu Manugu Meshama Dibir Kirtzeini. Intel could change the wording. You could change your words. Right? How? Because Chochmila is higher than words, it's higher than speech, and therefore you could do it. The same thing, the mata. Which was the Yitzchayim, shenapach lenochash. Again, a Moshe Rabbeinu stick, the staff became a snake. Now, how could mata memtes hey become nun cheshin? L'cheila, mata is a mata. How could it be a nochash? And then back into a staff. Umei nochash lemata. Shuin yinashin, oi mehalim legilui, umegilui lehelim. It changes from the revealed to the hidden to the revealed. V'chein ma'asher kosev ha'osh, if yotcho chikecha, put your hand back in. V'yeiti mi'cheka. He took it out from his bosom. And shava kibsari. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Lashon Hara against the hidden, they're not going to believe him. Yeah? Today is Shir Chomesh. So what did Hashem say? Put your hand inside your inside. Then he took it out, it became white like snow. It's a leprosy. He put it back in, it changed back to his hand. How could that be? Because it was a level higher than Alokus. L'chein, oh, you call Amesim Ayidei Meshe. All the miracles came through Meshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Meshe Rabbeinu, which is Chochma, could change the Dibur. He could change it from whatever it is to it. Like it says, Min HaMayim, Mishisil Meshe Rabbeinu came from the level of Mayim, which is Chochmila. And that's why we say Eisesinu Leiro Inu. Eisesinu Daikam. Our miracles, in Golus we don't see. Because in Galus, there's no revelation of Chochmila. If there's no revelation of Chochmila, how in the world can you do miracles? The Vishya Begalus, the Bechinus has to be held a machinator in the Yashvadabar Fineyatmi. And like it says, Ate, Kel Mistat, you're a concealed God. Either are miracles today, it's another issue. Okay, that's the first Yerida. From higher than world into Alman Steeman, into the level of the first Yerida. Bechinus Yerida Beis, the second Yerida that it speaks about in Pasha Shmeis. It's Eilish Shmeis Bnei Yisrael Boi Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov, meaning Shabachin Es Yisrael Lirosh, the level of Yisrael, which is a name, right? Yerid Bechinas Meis of its Simtzum. It comes into the level of concealment. Okay, Bechinas Yaakov. What does the pasuk start saying? Eilish Shmeis Bnei Yisrael, and then it says Eis Yaakov. He starts with Yisroel and ends with Yaakov. So he's saying, because after Shmeis B'nai Yisroel, after there was the first Yerida into the level of Yisroel, right, the hidden worlds, then it could become the revealed worlds, Eis Yaakov. That's the level of Yerida. From the hidden worlds, B'chinas Almed is going into the revealed worlds. B'tvar Havaya Shud Simtzum Yerida Beis. Like we see it from our own flesh. When you speak. So initially, like even babies that don't speak, talk. I mean, they can make sounds. So the air comes out from the heart, where speech comes from. And then, second yurida is forming it into letters and words. And it's a simplistic voice. It's like, and then you take the and make it into different words. To make it into the five formations of the mouth, from the throat. And that's what it says in Yin Meisha. That's why, initially, Meisha Rabbeinu couldn't speak well, right? Whatever.
He could speak.
Kvatpa means it was difficult for him to speak. A speech impediment, correct. This is why? Because Meisha Rabbeinu is higher level than speech. Speech is the second Yerida, it comes into Lirosh, and then it comes into the Okay, it comes into speech. Meisha, like it's interesting. All the Arizal's teachings, yeah, were what Reb Chaim Vital wrote. And others tell me them, but the most accepted one is Reb Chaim Vital. So it says in Chassidus that Arizal wasn't shaykh to write. He was a level, I don't know what that means, but he said Arizal didn't write. Arizal spoke, and his Talmidim wrote it up. Because he was higher than the level of speech, of writing. So Meisha Rabbeinu was the higher level than Dibur. Right? The higher level of Dibur is the level of Chochma. Therefore, it's Kva Pevach HaLoshin. Why? Ki Meisha hu b'chinas ha'aris etzem ha'chochma, Meisha Rabbeinu is the essence of chochma, and therefore, e'ef she'lova l'dei gili b'dibur, the only way Meisha Rabbeinu level could come into dibur is through the level of tzimtzum. And like it says, ata t'yelel l'kim daika. But nevertheless, like you said before in the Maimer, even though speech is what comes down all the way down, but nevertheless, it's still connected to the level of seichel. We learned yesterday. It's still connected to the level of seichel because based on your seichel is the way you speak.
Didn't Hashem heal him from this impediment?
You said b'matzim teira before. That's what
no,
he said.
Before he sent him on shlichus.
No.
By the burning.
No.
And he
no, that's he what he said. You, Aaron will speak. You'll tell him what to speak and Aaron will speak. See, b'matzim teira they say it here.
Did he have a speech impediment because of what happened?
With the cold, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's
yeah, but why did that... I know. But according to Kabbalah, it happened because we come from a level higher than that. It's still the level of seichel. Like it says, Lo Yaakov, you heard Shimcha Kim Yisrael. Um... Okay, commercial cause, like it says, Va'atem to look to Lechad Echad Hashem, is going to take every year by the hand. Lemevi Echad Be'echad, to Mamish become one. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. The Alter Rebbe has the beginning in a Maimah. Why does it mention the Eden twice? So the first time is Vayigash, coming down from Shmei HaGadol, higher than world. The first Yedida was into the Almond Steam of the hidden worlds. Now this Pasha, Eil Shmei Bnei Yisrael, Ace Yaakov, meaning from Yisrael becomes Yaakov, it becomes into the revealed worlds. And that is a level of Dibur, which is the world of revelation. You hear what now you know what the person thinks or says. And that level, Moshe Rabbeinu had to come down to Tzimtzum to bring it down into Dibur.
Rabbi, the Olam Steam in the hidden worlds are Atzilut Bria Yetzira?
No, higher than that.
Oh, it's higher than that. Well, in the Chochma Ilah, in Atzilut?
Everything's relative. Chochma Steam is not. Chochma Ilah is Atzilut. Chochma Steam is Kesed. So Kesed, compared to Atzilut, is Alma Steam. Compared to higher, that's Alma Steam. Like, we learned, just as Atzilut Briyati and Asiya, there's Atzilut Briyati and Asiya Al Kloli also. Lifnei Atzimtzum is Atzilut, and then Ak, which is the first level of Briya, and then you have Akudim, the Kudim, the Brudim, and then you have Atzilut, which is Asiya Klolis. That's why in Chassidus you don't have any contradiction, everything is relative. This level. And this level, it says it's saved. And the same, and different maimos say this level is not saved. It's mamala. Yeah? So the answer is not a contradiction. Depends what you're talking about. Compared to this level, it's hidden. Compared to this level, it's revealed. Is this table big? It's all relative. Somebody could say it's big. Somebody could say it's small. Compared to the little ant crawling on the table's big. Compared to a massive coliseum, the table is small. So it's not a contradiction. You say big or small. It depends. Sometimes, Megam Mamala Kolam, then other places, it's a Mamala Kolam. I'll give you an example. Atzilut Briya is all Mamala Kolam, yeah? Yet Malchus Atzilut, it goes into Briya, becomes a Kesed Briya, is the Makif level. So it all depends where you're talking, how you're talking.
First you're right.
If you're talking.
Vayigash. Is that talking about from going from Lifnei
Atzimtzum? Not Lifnei Atzimtzum.
We're not talking about that yet?
No, he's not talking those levels. Lifnei Atzimtzum is before creation. So he says, then the pasuk continues, Ishu Beisui Bo. Then each man in this house came and starts enumerating the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven, Vishimon, the level of Re'iya, Shmiya, Shenim, Shrigam, Balman, this galion, Bechinus, Yisroel. That even in the revealed world, it becomes revealed the level of Yisroel, like it says, Vatik, Reshmei, Reuven. Why did Leah call him Reuven? Kiro Hashem Hashem So. Then she called him Vatikra, and Leah called him Shimon Kishama Avaya because Hashem heard. Velevi is a level of Apam Yilavi Ishi Ela, the level of his Kashas Viyichud. Kiriya Vishmiya is Ashkacha Pratis. I'll call Darki Bnei Adam. Hashem sees. Yeah, Ro Hashem Kishama Hashem. That's the level of Ashkocha Pratis of world, where Hashem is dealing with the world and seeing it, hearing it. Oberich and Kloyes Valev. And he checks the hearts and the kidneys and the hearts. Lefenachon Niglu Kol Talumas Lev. And Hashem therefore knows everything that's going on in a person's heart. Why? Because he says, Shaleika Dasa Kofrim Bashkocha Pratis. Not like the Kofrim, not that everybody calls them Kofrim, even though they were from Eden, the great Tzaddikim that believe that. But there are kofrim in the concept of Ashkocha Pratis. So what did they say? Hashem is way above and beyond world. Rama Kogayim Hashem. So then what did they say? Lo yiraka, v'lo yavin alake Yaakov. That Hashem doesn't see, and Hashem doesn't understand, which is Shmiya, understanding. Me'ach Hashanim, shechabeseder ishtalshus. B'divad ha'vayiv almin dizgalyin. So he said that Hashem is not in that level. But what's the reality? Reuven is Re'iya. Shimon is Shmiya, Levi is binding a connection. So he says, even though it comes down into the lowest of levels, it's still connected to the source. Okay, so this is Eilu Shmei Bnei Yisrael, the second Yerida, from Alma's demon to Alma's galleon into the level of speech, which is the revealed world. Thought is the hidden world. Speech is the revealed world. And nevertheless, it's still connected to the level of Seichel. It's still connected to Chochmila.
I was saying that, as Alder is saying, that the lower level of Hashem is in charge of Hashkacha Pratis, with the Shmiya and the...
Hashkacha Pratis is the way... What's the whole explanation in Sheikh of Amunah? Why is there Hashkacha Pratis? Because Hashem's Dibur is constantly making the world function and exist. Yeah? That means this table is existing because of the Dvar Hashem that makes this table exist. So therefore, if Hashem's the existence of it, of course it's run by Hashem. Yeah? But what level of Hashem are we talking about there? The way Hashem comes into the world, in the level of Dibur. Right? Above the level of world, there's no Hashkacha Pratis because there's no world. If there's no world, you can't have Hashkacha Pratis in the world. There is no world.
Why not? I mean, like, he's in the potential. Why can't you have...
Because Hashem in that level higher than creator, there is no world. Lei zehu ikar alokus mashmahava ilimis. There's an expression Chassidus always brings down. Lei zehu ikar alokus. There is no... This is not the primary level of alokus, that he creates worlds. Because what is the whole existence of the world, meaning universe? Bidvad Hashem shemayim nasu. One word, like we learned, and Alter Rebbe says in Perek Chof of Tanya, one word compared to the power of speech, power of thought, midas, seichel, willpower, essence, it's mamish nothing.
There's no time, there's no Hashkacha Pratis, right?
Where Hashkacha Pratis is how something exists. Before time, there is no existence.
Right.
It's Seder Zmanim, but not Zmanim. It's a source of Zman, but not Zman.
Over here, the first Yerida is Sechel, and the second Yerida is Dibur.
Like, yeah, but it could also be that the first Yerida is into Machshavah, into Almas demon. And then it comes into Dibur. Then it comes into Dibur. And that, no, he's going to say that later, but that's what he says. The Medrash says, Bereshecha Sheikha, why did the Eibishter create, the day starts from the night. Do you have a Yerev Ayibayker? Yeah, why did the Eibishter do that? He could have made day first, and then night. Why did he make night first and then day? So he says, he's going to say now, because there has to be the Tzimtzum first. First there has to be the limitation, and before there could be revelation. If you want to teach something, as a brilliant professor wants to teach something to young kids, first he has to mitzamtzim his seichel, and then he could reveal his seichel. Like, he's in Mazga Beresh. Okay.